Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I am trying to get this episode started. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Scrappy Friend.
And I'm Chaotic Homeboy.
Oh, that is too cute. We gotta start doing that.
Come on, that's
that's my best friend.
Yes, you gotta say. Yeah, yeah, I did. That's with the cute.
Hold on, we can't say that.
No, but it was cute though, Scrappy.
Yeah,
no, Scrappy, that was cute though.
It was
like, really cute.
That was cute, bro.
Like, I'm Scrappy's fan and I'm Chaotic's homeboy.
Yeah, that was like cute. That was kind of like the...
Don't say cute, but just... Oh, yeah, that's the...
Yeah, came dressed alike and everything.
Yeah.
We all cut that.
This was not intentional.
I love this for y'all.
Yeah, don't love this for nothing. Like, what are you talking about? What you got going on?
No, you guys are best friends for real.
No, honestly, the reason we both wearing denim is because Scrappy took me shopping.
Oh, okay.
No, why you got on denim, Laura?
Because I woke up shopping.
That didn't happen, but if he wanted,
y'all
you
look
know,
like y'all could be right on a date.
I know all the denim.
No, y'all do look like y'all could be a little.
I was going to wear army fatigue, but then I knew I needed to wear sneakers, so I chose these, and that's cute. How this outfit started.
Everybody looks cute.
You got on some denim too, so
yeah, I do have on some denim.
Directly.
So wait, do y'all really go shopping together?
Hell no.
We shop at the same spot, so we always see each other at the store.
What's your favorite store in Atlanta? Georgios. You love Georgios.
George, shout out to Georgios. That's my favorite.
You shop there too, Scrap?
Shout out to JoJo and shout out to Motor 404.
Motor 404, yeah. Yes.
Now, I feel like...
And sex.
This is going to be very interesting to see this TV show that's coming out. Pick a Side, okay? By the way, Pick a Side is a segment I do on my show, too, on Way Up with Angela Yee.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, it's called Pick a Side.
How was yours?
Like, it's a little different. Like, we'll have a topic, like, for instance... Let me think. Like something where you got to pick a side. So say Scrappy and I don't want to get all in. We'll get all in your business in a second.
Dang, I thought we were going to skip that part.
Let's say Chaotic came in.
I'll tell you all his business in a second.
Let's say Chaotic came in here when he still had his situation, his polyester situation.
Okay.
So you had to either pick one of those two ladies that you were dating, bestie boo.
Or it might be something like, okay, Chaotic came in here and said he ain't ate good in a while, right?
Oh, he ain't sucked his kids out of him, you know?
Yeah, he ain't sucked kids out of him.
Don't say suck. Ate.
Yeah, that sound weird.
Ate.
Fork.
It's ate the kids back up.
Ate the kids back up. Okay.
So we might have like a pick a side where maybe another woman's like, well, actually, I just last night
had him do that with me and be like, who do you believe? Do you believe?
Well, you had somebody ate the kids up out you last night?
No, somebody might say that. Let's say a woman said that, and now we got to pick a side. Who do you believe? So it's kind of like that. But you guys pick a side is different.
You're definitely different.
Yeah, you could have came in the house for me and left with him, or you could have came in the house for him and left with me.
How many times did they double dip?
They were playing ping pong up in there.
So friendly competition against the amongst the besties?
I mean, it wasn't, it wasn't really a competition.
Y'all were just letting him choose.
He wanted to compete against me for real. He really wanted to do
it. He's competitive.
I let him have it though.
Okay. No, I mean,
it was
a few competitive things.
Isn't this what people mad at Drake for?
You know what?
No, because.
No, but see, he'll brown, he dark skinned, so he ain't gonna get
no,
mad
no,
at
but that's not it.
See, light skinned nigga get mad at us.
No. Only people that get mad at Drake is the people that's in their feelings about the woman.
Okay.
So, only person I know Scrappy in his feelings about is Erica. And only person I'm in my feelings about is the money.
Hey, come on, bro, listen.
My bad. My bad.
He got in his feelings again. You're right.
God bless you. You feel me?
No, but the show was crazy, though.
I'm so excited for the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, I watched the trailer like three
times.
Now,
y'all ain't going to have to watch a boxing match for about 10 months. You feel me after that?
After you see this.
After you see this shit.
Oh, man. It goes down.
I've seen them fighting with their titties out and everything.
How do you guys pick the girls? You did a casting?
I let him pick all mine.
It was a casting. We did it at the strip club. Mm-hmm. And we just had it was like probably 1,000 girls out there. And we had they fought at the audition.
At the audition.
They fought at the casting.
Man, it was a girl got kicked in the head off the stage.
That's awful.
So how many women ended up being in the house?
30.
30.
Yeah.
Did the woman who got kicked in the head make it onto the show?
Did you?
No.
Wow.
She got kicked off the
show. Some of them that made it on the show should have got kicked in the head off the stage before the show.
Did the one that kicked her in the head make the show?
Probably did.
The one that kicked her in the head made the show.
Wow.
What's crazy is the one that kicked her in the head made the show.
How do you decide?
But she eventually got kicked in the head on the show.
Oh wow.
Oh, karma
stayed all off in that house.
Wow.
It was rough in that house.
How long were y'all in the house for?
Like 10 days.
Okay.
A lot of damage gets done. And Chaotic, every time it feel like you in love with somebody, I would believe in you. And then this happens. You know what I mean? Like, every time I see you, I'd be like, this is it for Chaotic.
I think Chaotic is really settling down. I think he's in love with being in love with the idea of being in love.
He done sent flowers up here for someone.
No, but let me tell y'all the truth. It don't be me.
We alley-ooped that one.
It don't, and I appreciate y'all for that. Mm-hmm. But it really don't be me.
Sent flowers up here for, bro?
We ain't even going to talk about
Trying to get the flowers.
What happened is, it don't beat me. Let me take this jacket off. It's getting a little hot.
Come on, denim. Come about that layer.
Like you, because look, now we really finna be tweeting.
Yeah.
There we go.
I thought you said it was attached to the jacket.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, right?
That's why it don't work out.
Hey, that's why I was just looking. I'm like, hold on. It ain't coming off together. Like,
nah, I got a little.
It's okay. Y'all dressed alike. That's cute.
I'll be flogging a little piece on time, but let me tell y'all something.
Excuse me.
It don't be me. Mm-hmm. Really, it don't be me.
So who is it? Like, what's...
It's just like a lot of these girls have unrealistic expectations for the man that they be dating, and I'm just not one of those.
Like, what expectations? Yes. What's unrealistic?
Elaborate.
I already heard that.
Erica Banks used to be thinking that she was going to break my bank.
Okay.
And that was not happening. Mm-hmm. I was giving the small budgets, but it was like she wanted to go over. I mean, because get what a small budget to me might be a large budget to somebody else.
It wasn't a long budget to Erica. She kept going over.
Yeah, no, what's the budget?
See, like I said, unrealistic. Mm. A budget for me is real. This is a realistic budget.
It's a real number.
Like, what's a realistic budget?
Yeah, but you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. You're not going to keep up with the Joneses off my, you say what?
What's a realistic budget to you?
Like, okay, let's say if you need you need a bill paid, something like that. Mm-hmm. I got you.
The mortgage?
Yeah, I cover that.
Okay.
Say car note.
$10,000.
I cover things sort of bills, like I would be there. You know what I'm saying?
Does she have to ask
but
you?
But then you got to pick a side because you're not finna be getting bills paid.
And
then thinking we going to Shanae-Nae.
Shanae-Nae more than the bills.
Exactly. So it's like, yo, I just paid the bills and you want Shanae-Nae too? I'm good off that.
Okay.
And
then there's other girls
in the world that don't even want that much. Mm-hmm. Just
that
as beautiful.
Got their own shit.
Or even more beautiful that got that really can bring more to the table than you could.
Okay.
And it ain't about finances with me, because for us men, we ain't getting nothing out of y'all. We really be wanting more emotionally and mentally and physically.
Amen, brother.
And spiritually, we ain't asking for nothing financial.
So you want me to be your therapist?
And no, it's not, girl. Where did you? What? Hold on.
You need emotional support.
I don't want her to be my therapist. I want her to be.
Yeah, she got
I want her to be. I want her to be my peace. I want her to be somebody I could be vulnerable with.
Somebody to be
your safe space.
I can't even be vulnerable with her.
Right.
Bomb. So it was over with. It's like hard to be able to be vulnerable with girls. It's hard to be able to talk to
him. He really liked Amy. He really.
You can't even tell. You can't even really tell a girl. Even if you're going through a hard time, you can't even say it. Mm-hmm. Like, say if my money tied up right now, I can't even say that.
Right.
You got to hold everything in and just make everything happen. So some girls is not understanding. So for me, it's like, you see me single because eventually I just realized that what I need from you is understanding.
Right.
How can we communicate?
That feels very transactional.
If you don't hear what I say.
This guy.
Come on, if you don't hear what I say.
That does seem very transactional if somebody is always expecting you to financially do things.
But
constantly.
Then they don't want
to
do their part.
Because I like to, like, if I'm dating somebody, I am going to, like, try to get nice stuff. If I'm out, I'm going to be like, oh, this would be cute for him. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to, like, dress and.
Eric ain't never buy me nothing.
Nothing?
To be honest with you, none of these girls never buy me stuff.
Oh my God.
It be the girls that.
Next time, let's buy me.
Let me tell you something. It be the girls.
For real, bro.
Oh God. It be the girls that I'm not even hitting that do whatever for me.
Okay. Damn,
so now what I'm trying to start doing is I'm trying to hit the ones I don't be hitting, because I think I got a better chance at love going that route than hitting the ones that I be hitting.
So it's the women you're choosing, basically.
Exactly.
That's what the real problem is.
Yeah, I'm choosing.
It's what you're attracted to.
Yeah.
And that's what you're attracting.
You're attracted to the wrong one. Yeah.
Now, Scrappy, you had a successful situations.
A few.
A few. Simultaneously sometimes. And,
yes.
I mean, you've been married. You've been engaged a couple of times. You and Erica.
Hold on. I've only been engaged alone.
Well, you had to get engaged to get married. So there was that.
Man, listen. I ain't never been married, man. Y'all got to chill out, man.
Wait, you never been married, you said?
I ain't never been married.
Okay.
But what was it?
What
was it?
I don't know what it was.
So you had an extensive relationship with your second baby mama, with the mother of your younger
children.
With Bambi.
So you guys didn't sign
over. Bambi my girl. I love Bambi. But
I'm confused.
You know, just keeping it mutual, because I know terminology.
Right.
So we got this new show. Wait,
what you said?
She just recently was talking about how you guys were messing around you were engaged to Erica.
You guys was like in like a poly situation.
Listen.
He invented polyester while I'm running around here thinking that was my thing.
First of all, brother, just because people say stuff don't mean it's fact. Okay.
Very true.
I'm telling you, like, I let people live in their head. I live in my little head, and I just keep going. You feel me? I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay. You know, all right. That's
God
fine.
God bless her.
But so anyway, I wanted, because since we're talking about Chaotic and his relationships and his choices,
polyester.
Have you had situations, though, where women did nice things for you, or do you feel like you're always the giver?
Well, I'm always the big giver. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, every woman I've been with spent on me. Even the one that, like, you know, I ain't really, you know.
Wasn't a real situation.
Yeah.
How many of them?
And I don't even be expecting it, though. I don't be expecting that shit. I'll be like, oh, okay. Thank you. You know?
Yeah. I like to think that, well, not even like to think, but I feel as though that the thoughtful gifts are the ones that matter over the ones that are hella expensive.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, the thoughtful gifts are the ones.
Yeah, but see, men think like that, though. Like, men think like that. Women
think
like
that. I love thoughtful gifts.
Men, what this is, you be like, yeah, that's a little, you know what I'm saying, little neck thing, you know what I'm saying, for the airplane. You feel me, God?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, I fly a lot.
You know what I mean? They be mad. They go on the call. They be like, "What the fuck is this shit? Like, fuck, you gonna give me a fucking See, a man, you give a man that, we be like, all right, you know,
so I can
use
this. Yeah, she thought about
it. We gonna fly with that every time we get on the plane. Hey, we ain't even got to get on the plane. We get in the car with it on. Like, ride around in the car like that.
What is that?
I do not like them.
That is true, though. A lot of guys aren't used to getting gifts. That's true.
No.
Like, if you do something nice for a guy, as my girl girl Chella would say, it's reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology. I just told somebody that the other day.
All the buy time. Him a little something and get a lot of return. Buy right. you a lot more.
Yeah, because if a girl go to do a little thoughtful stuff for me, that's like I say, my home girls, like females that I'm not even with, like they can get the world out of them. They can get more out of me than a girl that I'm actually dating. Mm-hmm. Because they come through with the thoughtfulness. Mm. They'll feed me. They'll, you know what I'm being eat today?
Yeah,
all
I love
that.
To cook.
Girl that you dating is like, boy, you ain't even take me on 5 dates yet and you want me to cook for you? And you be like, damn.
I don't be having that problem. They be trying to, I be thinking they be trying to wheel me in with that shit, with the cooking and shit. Oh, I cook and you want to come over? I'd be like, okay.
I don't tell you. I just make sure when you get there, when you walk in the door, you
it's
smell
already
it.
Done.
What do you do if a girl cooks for you and you don't like the food?
Don't eat it.
You, I'm praying for that shit off top, Jack. You know what I'm saying?
You won't be honest and tell her?
Hell yeah. I'll tell her. I'll be like, baby, I don't even really.
I've done that to a guy before.
Right. It ain't tasting right.
I'll be like,
I ordered me some Uber Eats or something. You know what I mean?
No, I did that for a guy before, and he cooked for me, and it wasn't really seasoned right, so I went in there and chefed it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, see, that different.
No, one time Gigi cooked for me, and I wanted to be in a relationship with her.
Me too.
That food was so good. I wanted to be with you. You remember when I wanted to be with you?
I remember you was at my house.
But do you remember when I wanted to be with you?
Did he really want to be with you?
I thought we were just friends.
So you didn't get that I was trying to get with you.
What did you do that she would know that? Like, how would she know?
I talked to her.
Every day.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, it was not every day. He did come pick me up from the airport, and it was a tragic situation. I was locked out of my house. I spazzed the fuck out of my whole family.
And I stood through the whole thing with you.
Yeah, he held
and
it
and
down.
And then you cooked for me.
He's a good person,
he's a good man.
And we ate together.
Yeah.
Watched a little movie with the dogs.
So you didn't feel the vibes, G?
No.
Did you have, there wasn't any attraction, though?
I just thought we was cool.
But I'm saying it wasn't an attraction.
Man, we're going to be blocking out a whole wall.
Was you ready to pick a side?
I wasn't, because I didn't look at it and I didn't go into it with those intentions. I went into it like, oh, okay, I'm the coolest fuck. This the homie.
See, I hate
so what would
like
I need
zone.
To
what
would
I need to do it like that?
If you would have pressed me a little bit, then I might have been like, oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
you was a nice
but
guy.
But you ain't
you
pressed.
Nice
yeah,
guy.
I ain't applying no pressure.
Nice yeah, you ain't playing.
I supposed to pulled up to your party and showed out. Remember you invited me to the party and I didn't pull up?
Yeah. Ooh, so if you would have pulled up to my party and showed out, then I might have made you breakfast.
You know why she would make breakfast.
When is your next party? When is the next party?
So while we're doing this, for Pick a Side, what is the ultimate, like, for the show? Are they competing for what happens at the end? Like, what do they get?
Were there eliminations?
He gonna tell you what they get from him.
One question. Were there eliminations? Like, were girls getting kicked off and narrowed down?
Honest, eliminations.
The
coming straight from Chaotic himself.
Eliminations.
I was so high on that motherfucker, cause I always get nervous when it's time to eliminate. Cause women always try to fight me when I want
to
break up.
You know,
they want
to
fight
me.
They be yeah, shit.
I had to be the bad.
My toothbrush done smelled crazy a couple times. You feel me? Like,
how were you able to like film this? And aren't you in a relationship now?
No.
Well, he's not in a relationship.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
You know, you're in a partnership. It's not a relationship. It's a partnership.
I'm seeing you like on a helicopter ride.
Right. I'm going to
different countries, Hawaii and all these different countries.
I look at it like if I'm going to do something with somebody, I'm going to do it with somebody I really got strong love for. And I ain't finna just be out there just taking this bit, that bit. Like, yeah, we gonna go this night, tomorrow. You know? No, I'm like, hey, you doing something? Man, they go goddamn.
But why not be together?
Right.
Erica is really his soulmate.
Yeah, what's the problem?
That's his soulmate. That's the
why
person
you
ain't
it?
Going nowhere.
I ain't fighting nothing. I'm living my life. Like she
so Scrappy is single.
Yeah.
Erica knows that.
She's single.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Are y'all having sex?
No.
Yeah, that's the question. Cause
okay.
They single until they want to do something that people in relationships do. And
sex.
Then they go do relationship stuff
I know
together.
Y'all been on a few vacations and together. Yeah.
No. The crazy part is, that's my strength. That's my strength.
But you holding out?
I don't know. Like, a nigga grown. You know what I mean?
Can I ask him a question?
So what's your strength? Is going on vacation and not having sex?
Like, I don't have to do all that. I get what I want just by being around you.
So you get to talk to other women while you're on vacation and she's on vacation with you?
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Well, because you guys are singles.
No. She like if somebody would have come up and be like, "Hey, yeah," she'd be like, "Oh, he right there." You know, she'll do it just like that, and I'd be like, "Oh, she, you know, do what you got. Let me get move out your like, way." But you ain't finna sit here for like 5-10 minutes talking to her, my nigga. You gonna have to get the number and keep pushing. You feel me? Yeah.
So you would let somebody get Erica Nimby in the presence of you?
They
single.
Happened. Look, we was in the club. we was in the club and some shit happened. And then it came over. I thought he was going to try to get the number and keep going. So I moved out the way. I was like, huh. And I'm like, boy, you standing in front of me, cuz. Like, wow.
Was that that night when we was at?
I was right there. You ain't got to say
no names. No, I ain't saying no name, but yeah. I was right there. I was ready to bump.
Yeah, nah. Look.
I was ready to bump.
No, because I did like this. Cause I sat there for like 5 minutes. He kept saying like, Hey, everybody, you good? Kept looking at her saying, you good? I'm like, oh, shit. So I scooted over again. I'm like, but my boy, he's still in front of me, though. Like, now you waste, you know, to
doing
the face.
The most.
You feel me? I'm like, come on, girl. So I said, hey, man, what's up? You cool? You got it? Everything good? Y'all know each other? Y'all finna get it cracking? Like, what's happening? Like, because you standing in front of me.
Period.
And then I was drunk, too, so it went to another level, my niggas, you know.
So I'm pretty sure it wasn't said like that.
I believe it was.
As calm.
No, it was definitely...
he said it calm, but the people around...
Yeah.
They know
the energy
me.
Was there.
Because I looked, I'm like, wait a minute. When I seen it, I'm like, is this real?
And I can't wait till we get off these microphones and cameras so y'all
and
can tell
like
who it is.
She said,
I feel like
she said, scrap, what are you doing? I was like... Shit, you know what I'm saying?
I had to make sure it wasn't no cameras around.
I mean, I get it, though.
I apologize to the dude the next day, though, because right. I was like, I was on one, and you all in front of me, cuz.
Waste
and, you
to the
know,
face.
Baby mama right okay. here, you trying me, either you going to talk to
it. It wasn't Drake, right?
Huh?
It wasn't Drake.
No, but it was another light-skinned nigga.
He was light-skinned.
It was all the
light-skinned
Drake.
It was actually Chris Brown.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just playing.
Stop. I feel like when you and Erica, and this is just, you know, me being...
What happened to pick a side?
It's your fault. Y'all be posting each other.
Yeah, like,
can I say something?
You do
be doing that, bro.
And then you
be setting
like,
yourself
it's you.
Up.
Nah, but I feel
how
like...
How I set myself up? When I'm doing, we doing like... and you know, she'll say that too. She say, like, people, it's like crazy to people that you can't be cool with a motherfucker and go out, don't fuck, and just have fun.
So this is what I'm trying to get to. Y'all been in each other's lives for so long.
And then we haven't been in each other's lives for so long.
And y'all have a grown daughter. Y'all had a separation where y'all both had kids. Y'all were continuing to co-parent. Now y'all both single. Y'all enjoying each other's company. Y'all enjoying each other's energy and space. Yeah. And at the end of the day, y'all are friends that go back to teenagers. Exactly. How can y'all not vibe and just enjoy each other's space?
And I feel like you've said
that's my
your,
point.
And
yeah.
I feel like
you've said there's nothing wrong with that.
I feel like you've said that's your true love not that long ago.
This is what, yeah.
I've always been in love with her.
Okay, so in love.
Yeah, like I could hear,
always.
I could understand I would always love her, but in love with her?
Kayata, yeah, what you think?
I don't know what that is.
I just got one question. I got one question.
If you
said
I'm always in love with her, I'll always be in love with her.
I don't know. I don't be understanding
this. Listen, maybe one day they'll have their moment, and maybe they won't.
Yeah.
I just got
but
one question.
But that's up to them.
But see, that's how we look at it.
Not the public to decide.
If something happened, cool. If it don't, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Chaotic has a question.
How? This is what I want to know. Because I just don't understand this part. But we out the country, different island, the moon is set. You got the reposado. Y'all be full of that reposado.
Hey.
How? It ain't about you. You got self-control, right?
Yeah.
She got self-control.
Exactly.
But when the reposado in the play...
How do you know?
The reposado.
He don't even drink.
Bro, what you mean? I see you on reposado.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I see you on the repo.
I see you on the repo.
Remember that time at the barbecue when you was leaving, when we was leaving and you hugged her... Your hand was way down there, bro.
Yo, you gonna
you ain't hug
all.
Over the top of her back. So when I seen that, you know me, I'm so nosy.
That's muscle memory. You know what I'm saying? That's just
so
how they natural.
When the
that's just how they natural. That's how they natural with each other.
Muscle memory.
So what about when the reposado is in play?
No, but
you out the country.
Look, to be honest,
is it in the memory coming?
Look. To be honest, bro, listen. The time that I done went out the country with her, like, she already be going, and I just be wanting to tag along just because I ain't been out nowhere in a long time, and I just be using her.
And it's a safe space for him.
He be like, pack me in your luggage.
So let's pick a side.
Okay.
Let's have a pick a side moment.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm just trying to clear the air and move on from it because I got my boy.
He's like, she's over there helping.
Yeah, she's really helping right now.
I got my boy. Because
Chaotic ain't helping you.
I got my boy.
But see, I ain't never got no, you know what I'm saying, no dinner or nothing like that. No.
Nobody's never like did a.
No, he's talking about with me.
Oh.
I ain't never got no dinner.
Chaotic,
I wish you mean me and her was this close.
This.
All I had to do was pull up to the party.
Yeah.
If you'd have pulled up to that party and showed and acted out, I might have had breakfast, nigga.
But
Gigi,
ain't the party coming back up?
It was my birthday. Was it pancakes, French toast, or waffles? What would you pick?
Pancakes, French toast, or waffles?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the French toast.
Okay. You. What about you?
I cook an amazing pancake. Okay.
Come on, with the crispy edges. The butter on, with the crispy.
Yeah. I got another little recipe I do. The ladies love it.
I know where his heart at.
my kids love it too. They go crazy. They want their daddy pancakes.
Daddy pancakes. I love that.
Daddy pancakes.
Daddy pancakes.
Listen.
Wait, I look like they're having a little moment over there with the daddy pancakes. Daddy pancakes. Daddy pancakes.
So let's pick a side. Let's pick a side.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, are we spinning the block? Or
Scrappy love to spin the block.
Or that's where it stopped.
Hold on, what happened?
Spinning the block, or that's where it stopped.
I feel like you fucked the block a few times.
Are you team spin the block, or are you team that's where it stopped?
Okay, look, the last time we saw both of them together was at BET Awards.
Oh my God, why would we talk about this situation?
And this is when Chaotic was running around with Erica Banks. Remember that? And everybody found out. And Scrappy... That day is when Diamond was doing interviews and you had spunked the block. Remember that? We saw Diamond. She's like, y'all about to ask me about Scrappy.
Yes.
Oh, she was excited, huh?
But wait, I'm going to tell y'all. We were sitting in our little space, right?
She was excited.
And I seen Diamond
hold on.
From across the room.
She was excited.
She was.
She was excited.
I don't know if I would use that.
Now. You know what I mean?
She was happy. I'll say that. She was in good spirits.
You seemed from across the room,
I wasn't sure who she was.
Because my divorce had just been finalized.
The day before.
I thought you never got married, you said.
Exactly.
The other divorce.
The other divorce.
Yeah.
The not divorce.
The not married. Divorce.
How are you and Diamond's relationship now that she's engaged?
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
I don't know.
I
still wanted to be, but she went and did all that other crazy stuff, and I was sitting
with
there
the
like,
posting of the pictures and the text messages.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you doing? That was not.
You had a feeling.
I didn't even do nothing.
But it's a secret society. All we ask is trust. You don't post a man waking up out the bed. Like you don't do that. You don't do that.
Nah, she made me. That was a violation. Gym though.
She was hurt.
I was like, damn.
Damn, my back wild like that.
Throw my little back out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Like, hold on, that shit supposed to be a little more tight. You gotta sit up a little bit.
Okay, reason, season, lifetime. There was a reason for that.
Yeah.
Oh no, let me tell you something. God, when they say God bring people in your life for a reason
and
sometimes a season, I think she was a reason and a season.
At the same damn time.
I'm talking about God bless her little spirit. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm halfway free because of her. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
I'm free.
I have a question just because I care. What's genuinely. Up? And I know that Love & Hip Hop is filmed. Y'all probably did that 8 months ago or whatever the case, a few months back. Mm-hmm. Last episode I saw, she had mentioned that her father wasn't doing well. Is he doing better?
Man.
What would you know?
Y'all have to ask her.
Okay. I just was genuinely concerned because I saw that in that moment that it was just like, all right, no matter what, like, you had a moment with her. Like, once you found out that she was going through that, you was like, shawty, I love you, and that's it. Yeah. Like, everything gonna be all right. Yeah. And, you know, I just was genuinely concerned.
So hearing that,
and then she went and told people I wasn't there for her. So I'm like,
after that?
Yeah, after that.
Oh, okay, so like, I get it.
That's why I'm tired of being there for motherfuckers, girl. It's like, I beat up a motherfucker, then motherfucker be like, what did you do?
You know who you need to be there for?
You wasn't even there for me. Like, huh?
Besides your children, yourself?
No, I've been doing that. Look.
Self-love is the best love.
I ain't never been alone my whole fucking life. Bitches always be on my neck. You feel? I'm sorry. Women always be on my neck. You told me to stop, though. I'm sorry.
I told you, bro.
I know.
Listen to Chaotic.
I know, because you be... You
I
know.
Say, I done changed the narrative of what I call them.
Yeah, I know. Because I used to like, they used to be at my neck heavy. So now, when I go home, cuz, and that
wait,
shit
but
be
was
quiet,
it equal? Or was it just because this you be in relationships? Like, you be in relationships, Scrap.
Even before the ones y'all knew about, I always had a girlfriend. Even as a tiny little toddler, I had me a little baby girlfriend.
Okay, you wasn't a prince for
so you enjoying your time. You're dating yourself. You're getting to know yourself.
I didn't even know how that shit is really...
It's important.
I got an addiction to that shit, cuz. Mm-hmm. Like, just waking up, no hair in my sink, no hair in my bed, no...
No makeup on
makeup and shit on a pillowcase, no makeup on all that lashes and shit. Like, you're like, what the fuck
so
is going
it
on?
Sounds like you didn't go, like, you never went through the dating stage. You went straight into relationships.
No. Scrappy, I always do the dating stage.
You never had no space.
Had the people that I ever dated, even the baby mamas, I was cool with them before we even... You know what I'm saying? We were real. I knew them. And, well, I thought I, you know.
And you know, it's so funny because you guys being best friends are also opposites. You don't have any children, and I saw you went to go test your sperm and stuff.
Yeah, my sperm. What's crazy is my sperm is good.
Yeah.
I got good sperm. So it's just that.
He ain't met none. You did?
Yeah. No, it ain't that. Okay, so one girl told me she was pregnant for me before, but she had a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. But I didn't believe her because we was in the entanglement.
Okay.
So it could have been me or it could have been the ball player.
Right.
Not
the ball player.
You
know what I'm saying?
You got a story to tell.
I think it was the ball player, huh?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, you're going to go at the bigger league. His contract was like $80 million. Yeah.
She better rock
nigga,
with that.
Nigga over there, look, babe over there, look, babe over there looking like chaotic.
Right.
And then come on.
Look,
and then come on, kissing the baby like, there's something about you, nigga.
No, he ain't going to find out when he put that baby on the back. Basketball court. He is not athletic.
Hilarious.
But
I don't think he need no kid right now, bro.
But I feel like you want one. Yeah,
I want. But see, I want
a. You want a baby mama or you want a wife?
You see how him?
He a kid.
He been always in relationships. Mm-hmm. I always been for the streets.
Right.
So it's like
it's time to step inside.
I think you'll be a great dad.
But the women that I be in a relationship with, they say I'm for the streets.
You okay, are. I can see that.
But I'm not.
I don't know. Your track record ain't too.
Scrap, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'll be with you. You're not for the streets.
Thank you. Right. I really, you got all my niggas.
You're just confused.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never.
No, Scrap, I'm confused at why they think that. I'll be like at home. Like, I'll be at, once I get me a chick, while I'm at the house. I'm like,
so you don't cheat, is what you're
man,
saying.
Man, when he go out and party, he just party.
My thing is, I'm too nice.
I'm a nice guy,
you know.
Somebody said, hey, smile, eating them babies out.
Okay.
And then motherfuckers be like, hey, what was that? You know her? I'll be like, nah, who is she? Like, I don't,
got it.
You know.
You slick bougie.
Yeah, for
ain't
real.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I ain't said nothing wrong with that.
Nah, y'all gonna see on this show, the TV bougie. Show, girl.
Wait,
y'all
see
this shit.
Oh, the clips I saw, you ain't look bougie at all. I see ass in your face.
No, because I let women be women now. Like, I'm a man at the end of the day.
Well, on the show, you wasn't being bougie on the show.
I definitely was. You'll see.
Nah, you wasn't. What you mean? I've seen.
Oh, you gonna
y'all
see.
Y'all did every single scene. Y'all ain't do every single scene together, though. I'm sure he had some alone time with the ladies that you gonna see on.
It was not a lot of alone time. Okay. It was always
No, but it was one or two, well, two or three on there that was on my team that I really looked at.
He wasn't fully bougie. He was.
I was like, yeah, no, because they were bougie and we was sitting there talking to each other. We was like, yo, like, this shit is crazy, right? They was like, yo, I like you, Scrap, but I'm not finna fight these hoes.
Did y'all get girls nicknames?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't wait to see that part. That'd be my favorite part of them shows, with y'all named the girls.
Yes. Hey, man.
The only name I remember from the trailer was Baby Tyson.
Oh, hey,
Baby Tyson.
Everybody, hold your hand up for
Baby Tyson.
Can we all hold our hand up for Baby Tyson?
Shout out
to Baby Tyson. Yes, man.
You got to tune in. April 24th.
Baby Tyson. I'm coming to the premiere. I can't wait to see it.
It's in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm pulling up.
Hey, listen, I ain't going to lie. I've been trying to get people not to watch it.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out why they want to watch it. Like, I've been like, I'm like, this is like.
What do you mean,
listen,
why
listen.
They want to watch
no,
it?
No, listen, listen.
You better earn your check.
No, listen.
Like, they want to watch it because.
No, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Shut the fuck up. Listen.
Ooh, go ahead.
Damn.
Everybody, listen.
I let them do that sometimes.
I know.
I let you do it all the time.
No, no, go ahead.
Listen. Okay, so, bro, listen. So, these motherfuckers, cuz.
That's the way he got the whole attention of the room.
These women.
No, because I can't say
he's gonna the say other these word.
So these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I told these motherfuckers, you ain't got to fight over us. All you got to do is strategically get the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Strategically. I said, do y'all understand this shit? Everybody was like, hell yeah, yeah, yeah. We were like, cool. K.I. was like, hey, y'all can't beat on this motherfucker right here no more. Y'all hear her one more time, y'all gone.
Damn,
you feel what I'm saying?
That's
crazy. Yeah, it was a motherfucker. And then getting clotheslined.
That's awful. I don't understand.
I'm so excited for y'all.
Why is
it going to be every time somebody walk up to me be like, hey, bro, your TV show finna come out, I'd be like, You watching it? They be like, hell yeah, bro. That shit gonna be. I'm like,
everybody
wow.
loves I'm y'all. I'm first excited. Of all,
I would watch it because of you too.
I'm
the
excited.
Two of you are already loved in your own space.
Yeah.
But together, the dynamic duo that you guys are together is like y'all put your forces
it
together.
It's a beautiful mess.
This big. No,
yeah,
mess.
It made a mess.
And we got a lot
it's
of
amazing.
Healthy,
and everybody's interested
behavior.
In seeing
yeah.
y'all with each other and with the women.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you guys took the girls on dates and stuff like that. You had time
where
to
everything
like
was in
what?
House.
What's the
no, no,
yeah?
We
like
went
what's
out.
The
we went out.
Yeah, we had some time to get.
Were you allowed? Did anybody have sex?
That was my next question.
I saw some toes being sucked.
I want that. I'm gonna tell y'all like this.
You get uncomfortable. Your body language is
no.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Off.
No, listen. I'm being G. I didn't have any sex. I. First of all, when you see the show, I'm excited about the show. I'm super excited.
I just need you to answer the question. So no, you did not have
sex.
I didn't have sex, but I'm super excited.
You didn't have sex.
No, I didn't have sex.
No type of sex?
There is no, like, no.
There was no oral sex?
No, I don't know, because
there was no listen. Can I be honest with y'all? Can I be honest with them, Chaotic? Let me be honest with them, Chaotic.
Go ahead.
Let me be honest.
Because you don't know what happened.
Because me, I can honestly say me and Chaotic didn't have sex, but I think them girls had sex with each other.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Wait a minute. Why would you say it like that?
Don't say it like that. So, now let's clarify.
No, we didn't have sex.
No,
Diddy.
I don't know what them girls
why
did
do you
behind
always
closed
try to
doors.
Be
can
like,
I raise my hand?
Right, my nigga. Fuck this shit.
Girl,
it's life.
I'm a girl.
I don't know what they gonna try to do. Counsel you? I don't give a shit.
Only a woman.
God can counsel a nigga.
I'm a woman, and I like when my coochie is wet, rubbing up against another coochie, especially when there's libations involved. I promise you that if these girls was in that room getting in the house getting lit and couldn't get off on y'all, they was getting off on each other. I promise you.
But the whole thing about this, you won't know. You won't know who did what.
Right. You're
not gonna know who did what until you watch the show.
Because I seen some
because
shit.
You really don't know who did. You don't know if he had sex or I had sex or if the girls had sex.
Hold on.
You got to look at the show to see what happened.
Like that, like
but you
got to
look
like,
at the show to know what happened.
Because
I could be lying
bro,
right
I'm
now.
Sick of
you could be.
I'm really sick of it.
I feel like you are because your body language is a little weird.
Bro, I'm
sick of it. You got uncomfortable.
When you look at
instead of doing this with your ear.
I'm talking about good. Like, I seen you on that last night, bro.
What's the time frame?
I seen you on that last night.
I said
bro.
Every Wednesday, but is every there a time Wednesday, frame?
So why y'all telling everybody? Let's just okay, pick
that's
a side.
No, they gotta know when it come out,
exactly.
Bro, and what day. Look,
exactly.
Boy.
You don't want nobody to know what is it? Cause I'm a now that's T. I'm subscribed.
You can tell.
Hello, my name is Gigi Wire, and I am subscribed.
I usually watch the show at midnight, the night before, so that's really like Wednesday midnight.
You can watch it at any time at midnight.
Wait, so go ahead. Let's grab you out the floor. Go ahead.
What?
You saying something?
No, he trying to deflect.
No, I just said like I don't think I did nothing.
You don't think you did anything?
I really honestly don't.
I'm gonna need you to be 10 toes right. down.
No, I'm gonna need you to stand on business with all 10 toes.
You should have just stuck to they did each other.
I was on shrooms. I was on motherfucking blunts. I was on liquor. Nigga, I was out of here, nigga. I had to let that nigga send the motherfuckers out of here.
Stop calling them motherfuckers.
Not like motherfuckers, because they was fucking mothers. The motherfuckers was fucking mothers. They fucking each other.
There was some beautiful girls
I was just about to
that
say.
Came on that show
wait.
With some great energy and turned
I'm
up in the house
I'm
going to
say they
us.
Had great energy.
They came in the house
coming
and they turned up
me.
With us.
So it went from 30 to...
They didn't like me.
I listen.
Why? They didn't like me.
Why they didn't like you?
Because
no, they liked it. You. They didn't like me.
No, they didn't like me because I wasn't pressed. Because you know what I'm saying.
You I'm a woman at home,
right? You think these women came in
where?
With the intention?
Like, I got to go to court about not having a woman. Because like leaving my baby around a woman
you.
I ain't got.
What, honestly, what do you think the women's that came onto the show? What do you think their intentions was? Do you think their intentions was to be on TV?
It
do you think their intentions was to be in a relationship with y'all?
To fall in love with Chaotic.
Yeah,
one
no,
of y'all.
I could say it was some girls there that I know for a fact was really interested in the both of us.
Mm-hmm. Were there any girls who, that you guys recognized from social media or like just being groupies in general? Because we know
I peeped a few of them at the auditions. I was
you
chopping.
Was like, oh,
yeah, come
that's
on, get out.
Yeah, you got.
And there was a few girls, and then even when we got to the house, I peeped. There was a couple girls in there that I felt like you ain't here for me or him. You just here for. The clout and whatever. So
boy, he had a motherfucker in there going crazy crying.
Did y'all? Ooh, that was about to say you made somebody cry.
Hey, don't give too much.
You made somebody cry.
Okay.
You made somebody cry for him.
Okay, and then that was my homegirl too. Like I had homegirls up in there. I was like, they were. Okay.
Did you guys that you didn't?
I still feel bad about
you made
that,
a woman.
You
didn't right. You didn't catch feelings for anybody.
Chaotic. I still feel bad about that.
I can't believe you made a woman cry.
Is this
so? First
episode?
Of all, let me tell you what happened. I didn't intentionally make nobody cry. What it was.
You see how women do?
Like, guys.
I don't even have to say nothing.
Go
y'all
ahead,
get a room.
Can't
get a room.
I think
I'm everybody's mother.
Get a room. So listen.
Everybody think I'm their kid.
I didn't intentionally make the girl cry. What happened was.
Yeah, what did you do?
These girls, when they came, some certain girls thought that they can just try to throw it in your lap. And they was thinking like, because I'm chaotic and I'm wild and I be on the blog saying I eat my kids out of this girl and
you
I'm
said
with
it.
This girl.
So they just throwing the no, pussy
they
said,
I'm saying
right.
They thinking that that's what they
you
got, want. They think they, in their mind is
they
like,
going
oh,
out where he's
saying
I'm going
to throw, throw the cat at him, not knowing. I say, I just, ain't no telling what might come out of my mouth. I just say stuff out of the spirit of the moment
what go in. Right.
And just don't ooh, care. True. But that don't mean that I be meaning it.
Right, you value your right. dick.
Yeah, so they thinking they just gonna drop it in my lap. And I'm like, baby, wait, I don't want that. And she right. and one of the girls got mad because she couldn't suck my dick.
Ooh. Mm. And she cried.
And she cried.
Oh, no, nah, she did more than, man.
She threw a whole tampon
at she wanted to eat it off the bone and I didn't allow her.
Whoa. Why didn't you allow it?
Because everybody can't put their mouth on me.
See, he values his dick.
So you bougie too.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but I don't come off as bougie because of my personality. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes down to making the moves or spending the money or getting in my bed or riding in my car,
it's a thin that's line when you, that you,
that's when you find
amen.
Out. Oh, man, you're not the person I thought you was. Right. Surprise,
amen.
Bitch.
Surprise. Amen. Surprise.
Wait, amen. So did you guys, is there anyone amen. In the house that you kind of was like, damn, I would rock with this person if they did?
I think you should watch the show.
I think we need to stay tuned.
Definitely. Yeah,
you gotta watch
that part right there. Because yeah, we might attention. Have both found love in the house.
So y'all might both not be single
really?
Right now.
Right now, we might not be single.
Look at Scrappy. So Wednesday, April 24th on Now That TV,
I think Scrappy
we're
going
to need y'all to
love.
Watch Pick a Side, and we're going to need y'all to watch every Wednesday for how many episodes?
10 episodes.
Mm-hmm. So for the next 10 weeks, y'all, I'm going to be on the timeline.
Right.
And I'm going to be updating.
Can y'all please not watch the show?
I do not like to watch shows where women are fighting.
No, go subscribe to Now That TV.
I'm already subscribed.
Can you watch all the other shows instead of ours?
I feel like Scrappy's about to be in trouble for this.
Right.
Who?
Scrappy is doing damage control right now.
You guys got to come back after the show airs.
Listen. And there's nobody because my mama was on there.
Mama D.
Listen,
yeah,
mama D.
Mama on
one
there.
Thing
my
we ain't worried about.
Oh my God,
mama D.
You have
yeah,
mama
yeah,
D.
My mama on
first
there.
First of all,
hey, my mama.
We already know Mama D. With the shit. Where you get it from? We love Mama.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say this real quick, and I ain't saying nothing else. But I feel like Mama D is more my mama than his mama.
Ooh. For real.
Because okay. Like I think I take out the mama. Mama D told me she's like you my son. I know you my son.
Wow.
Because I'm like when I look at Mama
she told
D
me
do
that about
crazy
me
stuff
every day. Girl. Like you ain't gotta just say
no,
like
but
she
when
don't
I see her,
that,
I be like a
like,
proud mm-hmm. child. Like look at Mama D. Let's go, Mama D.
She love you.
Yeah, I love Mama D. I be getting all the... Okay, I'm going to stop.
Hilarious. I can't wait till Wednesday. Scrappy, you also had said at one point that you wasn't going to do no more reality TV. And then...
No, listen. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I was at a time in my life where I wanted to do more reality TV, but for more money. You know what I'm saying?
Got
like,
it.
I ain't finna let nobody play with me and my family, cause like it just ain't finna happen.
Right.
So I think we made way. Everybody's good.
The check is right.
I have a question.
I see them from the Jets. You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
Y'all was on the PJ. Okay. I was on Frontier. That's why I was late. So how do you feel about the first and second episode being on Netflix right now? The first and second season. I'm sorry, of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta being on Netflix right now.
Man, like it's like a good and bad thing, cause like.
I watched it.
We don't get none of that.
I went back and that's why I know.
So you guys
and that's what
get,
I know. That's what made me ask.
We don't get none of that. Like, you know, they they hit us with that bit money in the beginning. So
and the way
you
your
know,
contract was set up, yeah, you don't see any of this Netflix money.
Because nobody
anticipated that. That was really the point of my
story. And that's why we creating our own platform.
That's why we creating our own platform right now.
Scrappy Chaotic TV.
Do that right now.
Subscribe to Scrappy Chaotic TV on YouTube. Also, we in the process of building a Scrappy Chaotic TV app.
Okay.
Where you can sign up and you can subscribe and you can see the real life of me and all my dealings and him and all his dealings. Mm-hmm. And we bringing it all up under one nation, under God, individual, with liberty and justice for all. Because I believe your children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
I believe that.
You know what?
You got a lot of beauty, Scrappy.
That you possess inside.
That you possess outside.
Ooh. Outside.
Hey, stop, bro. Like, don't. Please, bro. Not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's talk about the children thing now. When you went and you got tested, what was that process like for your sperm? You had to, like, do
the
magazines?
Yo, you got to go up in there.
Hey, I'm right here.
No, listen, though. Y'all subscribe to Scrappy Chaotic TV and go look at the whole blog.
We need this is good information for guys who might want
to
go get
tested. No, it ain't nothing weird.
We know yours work.
It ain't that weird. Lord, you go in there, you go in the room, you go in there, you sign the papers, it's $200, you pay the $200.
Okay, that's not bad.
They send you to a little room, it's a little couch in there, you got a TV, you got the apps where you can pull up the Pornhub and all of that. And you sit there, it's a bunch of little cups there.
What you just grab it.
Huh?
Which
I was on FaceTime.
Oh, you ain't need that. You ain't need that.
I set my FaceTime up. I caught. I already had my little thing lined up.
Period.
I'm on FaceTime.
You had a person.
I had a little blanket, laid it over the couch, cocked the leg up. It was up.
Well, you cocked the leg. How long did it take?
For what?
Like for you to fill your...
Hey, man, hey.
Probably about 20, 30 seconds.
20, 30 seconds?
So you a 5-minute man?
No, I just...
A second man.
Knows, not you know even. What? I know what I was you guys, doing. I would say this for guys. When y'all masturbate, it's not like with the intent of trying to make it long and last long. You want to get it over quick, right?
Yeah,
like you just want
to... Nobody trying to sit there and be jacking off all day.
For real, like ripping the skin.
You're not like making love to yourself.
That's what y'all do. They want to get all the toys.
That's the difference. They got multiple toys. I be edging. I be rolling in this shit.
I be edging toys.
Nigga be sitting there like this.
Yeah, bro, that's why I don't like really like FaceTime sex like that. Because the girls got to, by time, I got a little thing I be rocking with, and we be doing our little big one on FaceTime because she live on the West Coast and I'm on this. And,
ooh, did you send her flowers up here?
Yo, so.
I caught that.
What I was going to say?
I don't know.
She be on the West Coast, you be on the East Coast, and y'all be getting to y'all FaceTime time.
Yeah,
y'all
be getting to it. It don't hold take on, me no on, time. Hold she hold be, on. It takes too long.
Hold on, I too. Hold on.
You don't even know.
Oh, yeah, I bet not know.
Yeah, you don't even know who she is.
Yeah, cause we take you.
Yeah, you'll put me on blizzard.
Is she in the same?
Yeah. I was gonna say,
wow.
The difference with women and men is though, like women, when women masturbate, we be lighting candles, like yes. Having a moment.
I make love
music.
To myself.
Light and say shit.
Man, y'all masturbate, y'all be like, hey, get over with.
You gonna do what?
I find a good video.
I just grab it and get it. It's in my drawer right next to my bed.
I got 2-3 different toys. I be rotating toys.
What are you?
I be edging.
What are you?
Human.
Dominican.
No, Dominican?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You, sure.
Santo Domingo.
Do you guys like when a girl pull out, do you use the toy while you're having sex with a girl? Like, how you feel about that?
I have before.
Mm-hmm.
I then took that and cool. Just, you know what I'm saying, gave it to her. You know
gave
what I'm saying?
Gave it to her.
Had at her afterwards, you did.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Chaotic?
I'm with it. I'm with the shits.
Yeah. Which is your favorite toy?
What that shit called? The talk?
The rabbit?
The rabbit.
That's my favorite.
The rose. I like the
y'all never like used like a cock ring on yourself?
Yeah, I did that.
You did?
Yeah,
cock ring.
Was it good? Would you recommend it? Like if people
that
like
that shit, it depends on the girl.
Did you have a vibrating one?
Yeah,
that shit lit.
Wait, it felt good for you?
No, they have it that don't vibrate.
No, it's just like.
Can you guys enlighten us? On the cock ring. So how do you?
It's
a silicone ring that
you put it on your dick.
Base.
And that motherfucker.
Bro, don't look at me while you say that, bro.
Wait, so why?
What is there in there?
He's vibrating in you?
Yeah. No, it's not in you, but it's like up against you. So when he's.
So it's in that bottom
you
part.
Get the vibration.
Oh, that's
the
feeling.
I said
that's
the ring.
No
girl,
no. Yeah.
Ring,
no.
Baby, you heard that.
You know, I'm growing the fuck out here.
I'm trying to try that.
When we
doing these pancakes?
When the next party?
Would you wear the stuff?
Now that's the party I definitely will attend.
See, but you would be open to trying something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you should try it.
I'm with it. I'm with the vibes.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything
anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
What is something that a woman has asked you to do that you've said no to?
Pee on her.
Ugh, that's
yeah, I done had that ass.
A girl done asked me to pee on her. And
you did? The question was no. What was the no?
But wait, what? So you didn't
I don't think they like trying nigga like me like that.
Were you in the shower when you did it or like in the bed when you peed on her?
I was in the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, if you're going to do it, that's the right place.
Like, you peed on her. Like, where did you pee?
Like, on her tummy.
Okay.
Oh, tummy.
Did you like it?
So you got kids. Huh?
Did you like it? Okay.
Yeah, like,
she asked for it?
I was just like, I was doing it. I was just looking at her. I was like.
What was she doing?
And she was just like. And I was like.
That's so nasty.
And
I
was confused.
I was looking at her stomach. I was like.
That is so crazy. Yeah.
Like, why? Like, I didn't get it. But
yeah. I never said what I wouldn't do, but that I would not do. I promise you, she probably thought that it was going to make you think that she was like,
right.
Yeah. She probably thought she was getting a one up on that one. And
I didn't want to pee on the girl because it was like, first of all, we wasn't in the shower.
Okay.
Second of all, I'm an OCD type of nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's real journey.
Let you step on
so would you have thought about
shoe,
it if, like, if she proposed the shower?
I'd be like, what?
Nah, I'm just a real,
it was just
I'm really a germophobic OCD.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you a lot of stuff I say, I don't even really be like, I ain't even hitting raw. Like, I'm not even really hitting raw like that.
Let me tell you what cuz is.
Well, that's good.
Cuz said like that. You might want to take that back. Because I ain't even hearing Raw like that. Like, I mean, I don't know if you want to just let it be known.
What do you mean? What are
you talking about? You just said you ain't hearing Raw like that.
I guess you do it sometimes, but you just don't do it that much.
Yeah, I ain't hitting Raw like that, meaning that if we ain't locked in, I'm not going to be hitting you Raw.
Okay. But you'll eat some ass. That's.
I ain't even eating out the garbage unless we locked in.
Okay.
Out the garbage?
Yeah, because I call that eating out the garbage. If I ain't locked in with you and I'm just eating on you.
Got it.
That's eating out the garbage.
Angela, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Why are y'all asking us all these intense questions?
It's intense.
This is called lip service.
It's definitely lip service. This is intense. And we done plugged in the show, so it's like now they gonna get that. Wait, they gonna get that shit off.
So what was your no? What did you say no to?
I thought we was gonna move on.
What did you say no to?
This will
be the last. Huh?
What's something you said no to?
I mean...
He said the women don't try him like that.
They really don't, but the one time they like, I was teabagging. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And she tried to go a little further.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, ooh. I was startled. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? And they were just after a show.
You ain't never what?
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
ain't so never had a shower.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like, we were going to go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, hold on.
Hold on. Wait, did you say that? Like,
huh?
You teabagged and didn't shower?
Yeah.
Oh, she
shouldn't have even.
Oh no, you could believe that the beautiful ones be the nastiest ones.
So you gonna let a man teabag you out the heat shower?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I thought she was gonna say
that's what you
I was like, damn.
I think on that note, that's where all those questions.
So wait, so what she was trying to do? She was trying to eat your ass.
Scrappy been on the road for. Scrappy been on the road for a long time.
What are you talking about? Like,
you feel like you've been through too much, like since you've been doing this for so long when you're young.
What you mean been through too much?
No, I just mean like with women. You know how some, like, you know, you might be like, I done did so much when I was young that.
No, like I really haven't. Listen. Listen. Cause look, I always had a girlfriend.
Okay.
Like, so I couldn't just go out there and just be stupid. You know what I'm saying? I could go out there, but I couldn't be stupid.
Scrappy is a lover, y'all. Y'all not paying attention.
Scrappy definitely is a relationship man.
Now you're not
now, and now
cause this shit is crazy. He's
figuring himself out.
No, the shit be crazy when you get look in the mirror and you be like, cuh, you a sexy motherfucker, bro. Like, you gotta stop this shit, bro.
Yeah, you gotta start up.
You gotta stop this shit, bro. What's like, what are you doing?
Chaotic, what's the matter?
You over there crying, bro?
No, I'm really not. I'm trying to block out him. I'm trying to block out certain stuff he be saying. I'm like, I don't want to hear about this, bro.
No, because he always try to put me on motherfuckers, though. He always try to put me on motherfuckers. First he said I was in a love triangle. Then he... So I go, me and baby mama, we cool. So we be hanging out. Cud be like, oh, he's finna get married. Cud, let me tell you what he did to me. What? On the Pick a Side audition, this is how he got most of the girls to come to his side. He walk in there, doing his little JT verse. You know, he got them already saying that they can't wait to say it with him. I'm cool on saying other motherfucker verses. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, when I walk in, they like, oh my God, Scrappy and shit like that. But then when he walk in, they like, he finna do the verse. He finna do the verse. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Hilarious.
Yeah, fuck y'all. You know what I mean?
No, but
Cud walk in,
that's
he
my
say,
setup. It's funny.
He do his little shit. You know how he be doing. And then he say, and get what he got on. Guess what his
ensemble.
Get what he say.
What?
It's a skull cap, a t-shirt, socks. Cud got the Erica and Scrappy
hat. I knew it.
The Erica and Scrappy t-shirt.
Wow.
The socks. He got the high socks too, right?
That's
so you can see him. And he do like, did he get on stage? He said, hey, when y'all picking the side, y'all got to be under with y'all self and think about this. Like, y'all don't want to have to deal with Erica, Bambi, and Mama D. All I heard was the switch up because I seen the bitches. At first. I seen the motherfuckers. They was on the nigga, you know what I'm saying? Bike
so they picked the side from day one.
No. So let me tell you something.
They came in on side.
First of all, what he failed to realize is they all queen is right there. They already
signed. Well, we ain't got to put queen in them.
They already, when they signed up, hold up.
Queen, you was refereeing queen.
Hold on. When they, hold on.
They already knew who they like.
Here, want to let me say what I got to say.
Stop doing that.
When they came in, they already signed up to say who they there for. So I didn't change their mind about what I had on. They already was coming for what they came for. Right? So when I walk in, I did have on a sweater with the Scrappy in. Erica picture in the hat in the socks.
He brags about it.
And
this.
I did that all for fun and games.
All for fun and games.
Now, when I walked in.
To remind everybody.
When I walked in, I ain't do no talking. I had the music already queued up. As soon as I walk in, ooh, I got that shit on. Walk away video. And I come in, I turn up.
Energy.
I bring the energy. When he walked in, he got on his fur coat. He walked in. He walked in like LL Cool J.
Nah, Scrappy, you should have came in. You should have came in spitting your verse from Thug Motivation 101.
Listen.
I came up in that thing. What's up, ladies?
Listen.
You know? So you was more relatable then.
I was more likable.
He was more likable. And because I didn't give a fuck. You feel me? I told you I wasn't pressed from here on out. And before then, I'm not going to ever be pressed.
He's a challenge.
It's going to be
a challenge. It's because he don't, it's like you got to remember, he's a block spinner.
Okay, that's a fact.
So he going to always be
in the block. Your friends in the block.
Hey, man, listen, man. Hey, look, do what I'm going to say right here, cuz on lip server. You know what I'm saying? On lip server. Hey, shut up, cuz. Like, what is going on right now? Like, with your bicuspid? Like,
what you mean? What's going on?
Like, you saying stuff that ain't facts.
I'm like the people.
He did what he do.
I'm like
he do
the people.
And everybody believe this shit, and they be like,
that's not true. Oh. You know what I do?
I do believe him.
No. You know what I do?
See what I'm saying?
I bring out vibes. No, you know what I do? I bring the vibes around. He won't never. I'm talking about
stop this shit, cuz.
Honestly, I thought I was in a relationship because of him. Like, I don't.
But yin and yang balance. It's all about.
All right, I'm gonna just shut up, cuz y'all ain't gotta like me. Y'all ain't gotta want me, cuz I got Erica, Bambi,
I'm gonna be
single for the rest of my life.
That ain't what he go through.
And it's okay.
That ain't what he go through, cuz boy, off the internet and off the cameras, you best believe
he's a beast.
What would he be doing? How he'll be moving?
Go ahead and tell it, Chaotic.
No, how he'll be moving on a lot of the little vibes? It be making me feel I bring a whole selection, all type of nice little flavors, and he won't budge. Then 2 days later, I see him flying on the helicopter with Erica. Oh. So I'm like, dang, this is my friend. My friend got to be in love with this woman.
He said he is in love.
He is, yeah.
And that's his soulmate.
That's
and
his
I
soulmate,
tell him,
yeah.
Admit and accept that's your soulmate, bro. And let me be your best man.
Bro.
I ain't never been to a wedding before.
I've been like this since I was married, bro. Since I got married, my whole shit changed. So my fake marriage that I had, once that shit was, the fake divorce happened and it was settled, I was still that same nigga.
Would
like,
you
I ain't
marry
really
Erica?
About no bitch. Like I don't. Cool.
Would you marry Erica? Since it's your safe space, right? And
no,
it's the person
I'm
asking you. But I'm asking you as a friend. Since Erica, your safe space.
I feel like the questions that you're coming, you bringing amongst B, is like straight diabolical.
Would you?
Okay, what if Erica
proposed? Like
what does she propose? What does she propose to you?
In classic love and hip hop fashion.
Yo, man, you got more business than me.
Huh?
You got more business than me in the world.
No,
you got a lot of business.
No, they just don't
you.
Know your business, bro.
Uh-oh.
Scrappy.
So what about the girl? What about the girl you had her bag and you remember I had you on Instagram, you were told her bag.
The thing about
downtown?
I don't spin blocks. You think about it, Scrappy. How many girls you done seen that you never seen no more?
A lot of them.
Exactly.
Wow. Who was the girl that beat you you up by the car?
You don't see her no more.
You don't see her no more. She gone.
I think about it, Scrap. Think about it. What Amy said when she seen me, what she said Chaotic got.
He don't look back.
I don't, listen, man, when you go.
But you
gone,
look back on Amy though. You be looking back
Amy's,
on Amy.
Amy was, no, I did not.
Y'all
look
have
back.
A weird relationship though.
Oh my God! You
y'all
are so deep into something.
Y'all
that's
know
each
other's business too much.
No. Because like him and Amy, they got like this love hate relationship.
No love
and
without
they,
hate.
When they see each other, it's they be like this. Like Amy do like this. Yeah, nigga.
You know what the problem
and
is?
She be like, he be like,
I'm gonna tell him what
I
it
buy
is.
You. I buy you. Like one day I'm gonna buy you. Like I'll be like, why are you gonna buy Amy? Cause like,
no, let me tell you what crazy. It is. That when I say that to her, that be inside. She know me and her the only two know what that mean.
What does that mean? You gonna
but,
buy her?
We want to know.
But the thing about
right.
it,
I'm like,
let me tell you
I mean,
something.
I don't
about
know
Amy.
What buying. You know,
yeah,
let me tell y'all
mean?
Something about Amy and Chaotic. Amy is one thing about Amy. Amy and her fiance is like. It's like Scrappy and Erica minus Key.
Fiance.
Mozzie.
Okay.
They back together.
I thought they broke up.
They are, let me tell you something.
Know. Hold on.
I'm just telling you something. Her ex-fiance, you know that man was, they was together for years.
Oh, I know you said Beyonce, and so what Amy so do is right now, because Amy said,
gotta think about this,
like
what
said,
Amy do is Amy will come out in the world.
Can we fix that? Because I don't want Amy, you know, Amy said she wasn't fucking with nobody.
No, okay. But Amy will ex-fiance. Come out in the world, she'll come out in the world, test the waters, and see it's lions, tigers, and bears out here. Huh. And then when she figures, see that, she go back into her safe space with Mozzie. You understand what I'm saying? So with me and her, it was a thing like that where it's like you came over here, you tapped in, and it was like you got me emotionally involved with you, but my lifestyle and the litness and the other girls made it spooked you.
Okay.
And I ain't even do no wrong, but it just spooked you because
we can't even live. They be like, no, you be.
Yeah, so it spooked her. And what she did was she went back to her safe space. And I
when's the last time you were in a relationship, like a real one?
Amy?
Because you've been in like 10 relationships in like,
in like the past year.
Oh, no, me and him both were crying. When I was going through my fake divorce, Cub was crying about his divorce.
Oh, you was?
No. We was over by his house in the garage, like
that's
crying.
Nice.
Like, I was like, damn.
That's
bro,
nice
like,
to have somebody y'all could cry.
I was like, how life going to go?
Oh, you cried.
I was in a
relationship
with somebody. Nobody.
For how long?
Like almost a year. And nobody know that person.
Okay.
Yeah, he was scared of that person.
Why?
Nobody know that
person.
Why
no, were
he was scared of that person.
Nobody knew
he don't
that
even
person.
Want nobody know that person because that person come out the woodwork. Well, that person.
No, that
like,
person. It's not even that.
Those were
all
it's not
giving baby dates.
No, it wasn't even that. Me and that person. Me and that person. I would never speak on that person. That person never speak on me because we had. Because the person is so colossal, we had to have NDAs. Five whole situation.
Okay. It was like a, you be bagging like
damn.
Yeah,
like, that's
it was,
a, you was,
it was
about.
Like some underground, and it was deep.
Would you meet a girl at a bank that's working?
Oh,
she's a bank teller,
yeah.
And you just
hell
like, do you
yeah.
guys ever?
Hell yeah.
Date those women.
Yeah, but
has any of them become
right
your girlfriend?
They can't be that type of woman, but corny though. Mm-hmm. I can't. That shit irritating. When if she can relate to me, but still be smart and intelligent and do her thing, she ain't gotta have she ain't gotta be cussing, and she can have a good vocabulary.
Okay.
And still, smart, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a good vocabulary when I ain't, you know what I'm saying?
When you ain't what?
Bro,
let me ask you this.
She's naive.
I'm like, when he write, I'm like. Wait, what is this?
So
doesn't go there.
You follow me?
Mercic.
You follow
no,
me?
No, I just see when he reposted.
Oh, so you follow
wow.
him.
Okay. Because that's my dog. Like, no, Miami. We go back to Miami.
It's okay. It's okay.
We tied in.
Like, it's okay.
I was going to be related to her. Her niece would have acted right.
Pick a side. It's going down.
Pick a side. Wednesday.
You know she know how to make Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Pick a side.
Every Wednesday. Each and every Wednesday started April 24th.
This Wednesday.
Now, look, we got to ask you this, Scrappy. Yeah. I saw tomorrow. Bambi said you bought her on Love & Hip Hop after you was ever. Is that true?
You say what happened?
Bambi said you bought her on Love & Hip Hop after y'all was already messing around. You went to the producers and was like, I'm gonna put her on the show.
And then you got
your
feelings hurt when she was in a jacuzzi with Benzino. I'm playing. I'm just throwing that in.
No, that
just threw that in.
That's what she would think, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that's what it was for real though. Because I was in rehab. I had just got out of jail and they put me in rehab. And she was coming over there every day, like, you know, giving me Black and Miles, Popeyes and shit like that. And then I just looked at the TV and shit, and Cubs and jacuzzi. I was like.
Oh, so that was, I was just making that.
Yeah, that,
oh.
Nah,
that would have
nah,
disturbed
real.
Me.
I was like there. See, that's why you ain't supposed to even be fucking with no bitch.
Wow.
Why you trying to fix yourself? You know what I'm mean? Saying? Like, I was like, wow, bitch. Like, you gonna do it like
but
that?
You really didn't know until you saw it?
So I seen it.
Wow.
That's
wow.
crazy. That's... And you bought her on the show.
Yeah.
All right, I got the code on that. Right. And you
listen,
still.
Listen, it's
you
on
still
Netflix
got
right now.
He's a lover
Mama
boy.
D,
season one
be
and
right
two
about you.
Of Love
no,
& Hip Hop Atlanta is currently on Netflix.
I thought I had, like, she go had manipulated it. The game so much. Like, I thought I was a real dirty nigga, girl. So I tried to make what I didn't even make dirty, right? It wasn't even, you know, I ain't did shit. So I was like, damn. I tried to make it right. But then let me tell you something. Can we please give a shout out to somebody?
Who?
My mama.
Come on, Mama D.
Mama D.
I can't pay her to stand down. You try to ruin me. she gonna put a screw in me.
She gonna put out a video.
What?
She gonna fix me. She gonna fix me, basically. Okay. You try to, like, this, like, cuz.
You got
make
any more shout outs to anybody else you wanna give?
So your mama, chaotic mama. Can we give a shout out to chaotic
that's
mama?
Right.
Mama?
Yeah. Shout out to yeah. mama. Mama chaotic. Shout out to all, Mother's Day is coming yeah. out. Shout Bam. Out to all of the moms.
Can we give yes. a shout out to Liam. The black curtain that just fell behind y'all right there? Yeah.
But do you got a shout out? Do you got any shout outs to anybody else that you wanna give?
All my babies.
All the beautiful babies.
Any of your friends that you want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to Chaotic.
Let me,
Chaotic,
let me give a shout out. Let me give a shout out. Let me give a shout out to TCE. You feel what I'm saying?
Let's give a shout out to Queen. I love Queen.
Yeah, Queen, and now that's TV. You know what I'm saying? T-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. You know what I'm saying?
And we do Chew want you to watch.
Chew. My nigga Chew. What was up?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm telling them right now. Chew. What? Swift.
Bula.
My artist Frankie.
Okay.
All my dogs in Atlanta, y'all, everybody know that. You know what I'm saying? For real.
All right.
You dig.
And that's it. And on that note,
and my home, and my home, and my brother right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, boy? What?
Hey, you better stop.
So I'm
he
starting
the block.
I'm starting
you out.
Man, don't say that,
hey, man.
Stop it, bro.
No,
oh wait, we got a billboard in Times Square.
Yeah, we got a billboard in Times Square. Go check
y'all
that shit out.
Y'all go look at the billboard in Times Square.
I'm hosting a speed dating event. I partner up with McKinley, so I'm gonna be doing a speed dating event. I would
Where
love at? For you two to
Where at?
Come in here in New York, but we could do it in Atlanta too.
These girls are tough up here.
Hey, boy, last night though, boy.
I mean, you guys could come to the one here
in Brooklyn.
And then we can do it in Atlanta too.
Hey, listen, I do it in both places, baby. Listen,
all right,
this shit lit up here.
Perfect.
Though, like,
we're gonna,
you know what I'm saying?
This would be interesting.
All right. Well, you know what Scrappy finna do anyway after this.
Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going on a date with Erica.
One thing we know, two things for sure. But you know what? I'm gonna say this before I get up out this chair. I admire you for that.
Yeah.
Because you know how sad it is to like just constantly just they come and go and nothing stick.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see that you have something that stick like that, that's why I really be like, Scrappy, get mad. Cause I be happy and excited. Hey, it don't listen. Be I be trying to put you on blast.
Can I talk to you?
I be really rooting for
talk
you, bro.
Can we have a group moment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do y'all understand what I'm saying when I say like, me and Erica, we go hang out because I don't want to hang out with nobody else. I got to learn and all that shit. And I trust her and I... You feel me?
Love her.
Stuff and you
like
love gonna her. Get hard. I it's gonna be hard her. For yeah. you to meet another woman yeah. while you're yeah. hanging out with her. Cause you could be friends, but like the way you guys hang out, like if I was following you and seeing all these things, I'd be like,
no, yeah, they like, can. They can, but then that's not the strong enough woman for me. You feel what I'm saying?
She has to have thick skin.
Oh no, the strong hey, if Erica wasn't around, she had to have thick
First
skin.
First of all, regardless if they're going Erica on dates or anything, skin, like, she is the mother to his oldest child. They are connected for life no matter what. Mm-hmm. So any woman that comes in his life on any capacity
of course.
Gonna have to understand that.
But I think it's intimidating that he's in love with her.
No, I mean,
he like,
all
he
of that.
Like,
but they do a little more. It looks
no, we don't do no more. What more do we do?
But I do a lot more, Scrappy.
What do we
chaotic
do?
Chaotic is tired
and you know
of
what? Chaotic
shit.
Doesn't know.
Yeah.
Chaotic
is
the
one that really got everything.
What do I do?
Chaotic gotta go, okay? But listen, honestly, y'all, make sure you guys tune in, okay?
Your jacket does not attach.
Now that's TV, April 24th.
Now you gotta keep the jacket off for the group photo because we all got on denim.
I picked.
It's giving J.C. Penney.
I'm for Erica.
It's giving J.C. Penney pictures.
Okay.
We gotta pick a
And don't forget, he had his own Erica and dropped the
Yeah,
and how you care? You did have somebody your own named Erica Banks wasn't gonna want the bank.
All right,
lip service.
He got hot. All right, lip service.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.